And hello, good afternoon, and welcome. Another stellar edition of The Drive underway, Fox Sports Knoxville, rainy Monday afternoon edition of the show, and here we go. No more spring football to talk about. That's one other thing off the docket. Now it's the countdown, silly season officially upon us.
I mean, we got the draft Thursday.
Yep. Some people don't like the silly season. They're just waiting for football to come around. I've learned to thrive in the silly season. I love the silly season. I feel like The Drive does its best work in the silly season.
What about the NCDP?
The Drive's new collar development program will be open for enrollment beginning next month, 1st of May. Get things rolling. We'll work with you. A lot of new listeners come to the show during the coaching search, and they've stuck with us through basketball season, spring football, and all that. They haven't called the show. They don't realize that, you know, calling a show is not for me, man. I'm not a talk show caller. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And we'll work through the growing pains with you. We'll train you up and develop you into a new Fox Sports Knoxville caller. Coming up, The Drive's new caller development program, open enrollment starting in May. So a lot to get to, a lot going on. You guys doing all right? Everybody enjoy the spring game festivities over the weekend?
Great time. It was a good time being down there.
We had a blast.
Leaderboard.
Good turnout down at Leaderboard.
Huge turnout. Was, you know, great day. You couldn't ask for much else.
Pretty good. The Jeremy Pruitt, I guess, comments after the game have kind of been the
– it's been talk of the town.
Yeah, the big story coming out of spring practice. The game itself, I mean, what did you expect, really?
I mean, I didn't expect that much and kind of got what I
– Well, actually –
There were some bright spots.
I say that, but on Check It or Wreck It Friday, I mean, leave it to me, known dullard, known dumbass, to come on and, you know, we said – the first team defense will get the better of the first team offense. And I checked that. I think we all did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And not only did that not happen, like, not even close. First string offense just up and down the field doing whatever they wanted for the most part against our first string defense. Didn't see that coming.
Nah, it's definitely eye opening. Definitely a shock.
Like I said, there were some bright spots, and then there were some spots that kind of were, or, you know. A little bit worrisome. We got a lot of guys hurt, and we got a lot of guys that aren't here yet.
Yeah. I thought Pruitt's comments after the game were telling, and it's a different coaching staff. We do this all the time, right? We are reactionary in the way we hire our coaches.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We always hire the exact opposite of the last guy. You know, Butch Jones. You know.
Goobly-gook.
Yeah. A phrase for everything, a saying for everything.
Motto.
A lot of
platitudes.
Nonsense. Jeremy Pruitt, no nonsense. Not gonna like, and not afraid to call his team out. Not afraid to call the fans out. But I thought his comments about the fans who didn't show up, to me, first of all, not a huge deal for the time. Like, it shouldn't be a disqualifier. He doesn't have to apologize or anything like that. He doesn't know anybody, anything. But I think that he shouldn't have said it, probably. And he probably could have, you know, clarified it with a tweet or something later that night. Like, I love our fans. Thanks for coming out. Like, he's not going to do that. That's okay. And to me, like, I like that from a standpoint of, not that I like what he said. I don't think first of all, it's wrong. Like, Tennessee fans showed up in a big way the other day. But second of all, it's unneeded. But to me, it shows a coach who is somewhat similar to Rick Barnes, supremely confident in his own ability, right?
Right.
He's a guy, like, Rick Barnes doesn't want to do radio interviews, doesn't do the rubber chicken story. Like, he just wants to coach. And Jeremy Pruitt is similar in that regard. And certainly it's worked out pretty well so far with Rick Barnes. I think that Jeremy Pruitt, he doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care if he hurts his players' feelings, and he doesn't care if he hurts the fans' feelings. Like John Reed said on voluntary reaction after the game, that's okay if things go well. Now, if things don't go well, you throw up a 6-6 or a 5-7 with a couple of bad losses on there, fans are going to, you know, hey, man, who's this guy to – we've been through blah, 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 and who's this guy to call us out? And that's fair. But I don't think the guy's an idiot. I think he knows that. I think he realizes that he opens himself up to criticism when he makes those types of comments.
Yeah, but Russ, he had a chance to walk it back yesterday. He apparently gave Chris Lowe some time. And I think Chris offered him an opportunity to walk anything he said at the press conference back. And he didn't walk any of it back.
Well, I listened to that interview, and I don't. And Chris Lowe didn't say, "Hey, do you want to walk that back? Do you want to rephrase? Do you want to?"
Yeah, but if he was, if he thought it was the wrong, you would think, well, that would have been on his mind if he had.
But that's the thing is, like, he's in the bubble. He doesn't realize that his comments have caused a mild controversy here, right? So he doesn't care. So I think he's just kind of clarifying. He's not necessarily coming at the fans. In his mind, it's part of his. Everybody needs to be all aligned. We're all in this together. It's the Nick Saban school of thought. When Nick Saban first got to Alabama at his introductory press conference, he said, we need everybody pulling together, all the players and coaches, all the boosters, all the fans, all the media. We need everybody pulling in the same direction. You know, that, and I think that's what he was trying. I don't think he was trying to send a message or call anybody out. I think he was just like, you know, much like our team has a ways to go, our fans have a way to go, and that's okay. So anyway.
Well, he's stating facts. You can take it, you know, a couple of different ways. You can be positive about it that, you know, he really cares and he's trying to instill some culture. And, you know, it's from that Saban book. Like, you know, Saban goes at the fans occasionally sometimes when they're not particularly, you know, his favorite down there in Tuscaloosa when they're giving him a lot of grief. So, I didn't think it was that much.
The season doesn't start till Saban rips somebody a new one. He just goes, has a break.
Or you can take it as the fans have stuck by through a lot of stuff, the Shiano Sunday and everything else. So it's like, why are you coming at the fans?
That's a good point.
This is a good reason why you got the job is the fans,
yeah,
here.
Jeremy Pruitt would not be Tennessee's head coach
if it weren't for the
passion
out
of our crazy-ass fans.
Yeah.
So it rose up and said, no, Greg Schiano,
we want the exact
opposite. We don't accept it.
But here's the only thing I'll say about that is you have to keep in mind, for the past 5 years we've had, you know, Butch. Everybody was talking, they just wanted a football coach. They want a plain-spoken football coach. They want somebody that's not going to talk in cliches. Well, we got it.
Yeah.
And we've got a full-on football guy who doesn't have a whole lot of experience meeting with the press either.
And that's fine. Like, I don't
Was it ill-advised to say it?
Well,
sure, probably.
But I was listening to that interview last night with Chris Lowe. It's like, here's a guy who, bless his heart, there's about a billion places he would rather be than on the phone doing a radio interview last night. I mean, it's like pulling teeth. I mean, it about put me to sleep. And
I mean, he's probably standing in his office and looking at a high definition, ultra high definition TV screen with, you know, game film on.
Oh yeah, he hasn't slept because he's been up all night recruiting and watching the game. So this guy hasn't slept at all in probably about 2 weeks, and he's got a room full of recruits next door waiting that he wants to get back to so he can start schmoozing them. That's where his energies lie, and then he wants to start watching film. And he doesn't like doing all this media stuff that he did not have to do at all because Nick Saban shelters his assistants and doesn't let them do media. So he's never had to do this before. Like, look up Jeremy Pruitt interviews on YouTube or online. You can't find them because they don't exist because he's never had to do them. And now all of a sudden he's the head coach and he has to do a lot of them.
He's a head coach at a microscope program.
That's why – If it were me, and he hasn't asked for my advice and shouldn't, doesn't need it, but if it were me, like, I would let my assistants talk to the media just so I don't have to. Like, it just
take
just,
some of the heat off yourself. It, well, a little buffer
well,
zone.
Well, just take some of the stuff off your plate.
That
like,
too.
I don't want to talk to. I don't want to do a radio interview on a Sunday night. Let Kevin Scherer do that. You know, I don't want to go meet with the media Thursday after practice. So I'm going to send Tyson Helton. Like, I understand his thing is one voice, all aligned. I'm the face of the program. I'm the voice of the program. Like, I get that, but he clearly doesn't want to spend a whole lot of time doing this stuff, and that's fine. He doesn't – like, he needs – I think as a fan, you want him focusing all his efforts on recruiting and the team. But that's something that – there's a learning curve, right? He's a first-time head coach. He's 44 years old. He's still a young man, and a lot of that is an advantage, but let's not pretend – like there won't be some element of on-the-job training with Jeremy Pruitt as well.
Well, I think that's where it's going to come in really handy that, excuse me, Fulmers is AD. I mean, wouldn't you think that he's going to be spending a lot of time with him more in regards to that than
– I don't know. How much – I mean, if you're – here's the other thing. I think why some people are having trouble digesting this comment is Jeremy Pruitt is a dyed-in-the-wool Bammer, right?
Oh, yeah, 100% gone, for sure.
He's from Alabama. He went to Alabama. He coached at Alabama. There's no doubt in anybody's mind that
in Alabama.
If Nick Saban announced his retirement tomorrow, that he'd be applying for that job, as well he should. I don't hold any of that against him. But I do think from some Tennessee fans' perspective, there is an element of, and the same criticism has been levied at Rick Barnes of, I know how this is done. There's a reason y'all hired me is because you guys stink. We're going to do it the Bama way because the Bama way is better. And I understand if some fans kind of – look at that,
wrestle
like,
with that a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I do, but I don't think he's putting out that vibe, do you?
Maybe a little.
Tell me how. You're going to have to give me an example. Because at this point, I don't see anything more than, you know, I mean, he is a dyed-in-the-wool Bammer, but he has the things that I've really paid attention to are when he said, you know, when he was a player, you know, he knew what Tennessee was about. Nobody wanted to play us. We beat the hell out of everybody on the scoreboard, mentally, physically. So he knows what it's like when it gets up and rolling.
I like the guy, man. I'm hopeful. I like his staff. I like his potential. I think that if you're looking for a branch of the Saban tree that is likely to bloom, it's probably him because he's had success at other places. He knows the defense. It's not like Derek Dooley where he was his tight ends coach.
And just follow him around job to job.
Yeah, it's not even like Jimbo Fisher, even though he's been successful and we would all love to have had him, where he was an offensive guy. It's not like Sal Cincere, where he's been a journeyman and then like he was the linebackers coach for a couple of years. No, he's been the defensive backs coach. He's been the linebackers coach. He's been a defensive coordinator at three different places, all three with superb results. Like there's a track record here of success at every position on the coaching ladder, every rung of the coaching ladder, except head coach. And you never know when you're going to hire. Every head coach you hire, there's a gamble somewhere in there, right? I mean,
yeah.
There's hardly any Texas A&M hiring Jimbo Fisher. I mean, that's about as close to a sure thing as you're going to get. When you get a guy who's still relatively young that has the ring.
Yeah, but you know what? It could very easily go the way Serrano went here because you really never know. He's a perfect example of that.
Exactly.
I mean, that's been the most no-brainer hire that's ever been made at Tennessee was hiring Dave Serrano for our baseball program, and he failed miserably.
By the way, shout out to Tony Vitello and the boys picking up a big series win over the weekend, taking 2 of 3 from Texas A&M. The 14th-ranked Aggies came into Lindsey Nelson Stadium and left with series loss this weekend.
Slapped them around, huh?
I wouldn't say slapped around. I mean, we stole the rubber match yesterday. We won the series. We did lose a game.
Is this guy going to fool around? Are we going to qualify for the SEC tournament? I'd be happy with that.
I don't know. I have to look at the standings. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you qualify for the SEC tournament this year, you finish with an overall above 500 record, which I think they still have, then, yeah, year one in this league, it's pretty darn good.
That's you inherited.
All right, I'm going to do a couple of segments. Then I have to go run an errand. Apologize if this is awkward. I will be back. And Chance, you're in charge. Keep the kids.
We might have a very don't special, my best. We might have a very special guest that's going to sit in with us for a segment or two while you're gone.
Are you aware of this, or is he Is he going off on?
He's going rogue.
See, Chance, this is the kind of thing, man.
He's like, going rogue.
You're the leader.
He's going rogue.
You're the babysitter. No, I'm leaving you in charge. Don't let the
kids.
You guys both
called in sick on me that one time, and I feel like
what?
I've got
When did we both call in sick on you?
When we had to do the Overdrive show with Brandon and
what
Tanner.
What are you talking about?
It's been about a month or two ago. You guys both.
Are you sure this isn't a dream you had? I have no idea. All right, stay with us. It's The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. Your phone call's coming up.
The Drive. Hands in the air. Pants on the ground. The Drive continues.
Back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. You're just going to say that every time.
Every
Until
time.
You all acknowledge it.
865-546-8200. Your number to get up with us here this afternoon. Let's get Titans Bill in here to start things off on a Monday afternoon. Titanic William, good afternoon, sir.
Time for me to bring it to the table, guys.
I hope you will.
One thing that going to really be impressive me about Jeremy Pruitt compared to Butch Jones. Butch Jones let the media tell him on how he should run his football team. Butch Jones let the fans tell him on how he should run his football team. Jeremy Pruitt is not going to put up with that.
You got a cat in the background today?
Yeah.
Titans Bills,
yeah.
That way.
Yeah, that's magic. She's over here annoying me.
Okay, how many cats you got?
One.
All right, man. Magic is fired up. She wants food or something.
I am not shocked at all that Titans Bill's a cat person.
Yeah, but the situation of this was Dubsy. I can remember there was a call-in show host, very controversial out of Cleveland, Ohio. He would say, this fan would comment, his name was Pete Franklin, this comment to Franklin was, why can't so-and-so play this guy or play that guy? Franklin's response, let's let the coach run the team. He knows what he's doing. This was the time, Dubsy, when Bill Fitch ran the team, was the head coach of the Cavaliers, or Forrest Gregg was the head coach of the Browns. This was the decade of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just flat out tell some of these fans, let's let Bill Fitch run the team. He knows what he's doing. Or let's let Forrest Gregg run the team. He knows what he's doing. And it would be the same way here. What, you know, when somebody in the media rips a coach, I'd say, hey, let's let Tony Vitello run the team. He knows what he's doing.
So do you feel confident Jeremy Pruitt knows what he's doing?
I'm very confident Jeremy Pruitt knows what he's doing, and I don't think that you people in the media should tell him how he should do his job.
So what you're really saying is, Bill,
because he ain't going to put up with it.
Bill, if you'd been at Jonestown, you'd have been first in the Kool-Aid line, wouldn't you?
Because, look, Jones let the media tell him on how he should run his team, and that's how he got the axe. And it's the same way with the fans. If you people in the media think you could do any better, if I were a head coach, I'd hand the whistle to you, Bear, and I'd say, go to it.
Yeah, Bear.
You be the head coach for the day and see if you could do any better.
I don't think Butch Jones let the media or fans dictate.
How no, we would have won more games.
I disagree. I believe he. I
how
believe,
so?
That's one of the things that costed him his job here.
I guess we're gonna agree to disagree on this one, Titans Bill. But I think that
you see, I'm bringing it to the table, buddy.
Nah, you're bringing it to the table. You're giving us some food for thought, man. That's what it's all about. I just feel
let's let Jeremy Pruitt run the team, okay?
Well, yeah, I mean,
he knows what he's doing.
No, I'm not demanding a retraction. I'm not demanding an apology or anything like that. I'm just pointing out, I think, the comment, you know, in retrospect, he should have kept that one to himself.
Pete Franklin here. Of course, Pete Franklin is dead, but, buddy, you want to talk about someone who's controversial. Woohoo! I don't know if you ever heard of him, Dubsy.
I have not. Pete Franklin, huh?
Uh-huh. Of course, he's of course, he's dead now. He was with 3WE, which is now a call. That station now has a different call letters. Then he moved to WFAN.
Well, here's the thing about new coaches. Everybody's always on board. Go back and pull some of the tape from the drive when Butch Jones first got here in 2013. We were all on board, fans, media, whoever.
On board. We didn't have much choice then.
But it's the same thing now. You don't have much choice. What are you going to do? I'm mad that Jeremy Pruitt called me out for not going to the Orange and White game. I'm just not going to be a fan. I mean, if you've made it this far, if you've survived the end of the collapse of the Fulmer regime, the Kiffin debacle, the Dooley debacle, and the Butch Jones era, why not stick it out a little bit longer? Like, really? That Jeremy Pruitt saying that the fans who weren't there need to look themselves in the mirror and ask themselves why they weren't there, that's your breaking point? That's what pushed you over the edge? I mean, come on.
They had a good crowd over there.
Very good.
They had a real good crowd over there. So, man, Coach Pruitt.
65,000 fans, Titans Bill.
Quit your whining, please.
You like how
all I'm saying, just quit your whining. You're going to get – the crowd is –
I think Titans Bill just switched sides of the argument mid-phone call.
A good crowd over there at the Orange and White game is simple. The quote from one L. Davis, just win, baby.
Just win, baby. Titans Bill, go feed Magic.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Wow. He's fired up.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little bit confused because he calls in saying, you know, Jeremy Pruitt is – he's our coach, and you got to let him do it this way. And then he ends his call by saying, Jeremy Pruitt, stop whining. Stop whining, Jeremy Pruitt. So I think he played both sides of the fence.
Was he saying Jeremy Pruitt stop whining or the fans?
So he said Pruitt.
I'm confused. I thought he was
about fans not being there. Or maybe I'm confused. I don't know.
I thought he was aiming that at the fans. Well, he's definitely fired up. Him and Magic.
He's all in with Coach Pruitt.
So what are you're with me here, Baron, that you think it's the comment was not a big deal.
Yeah, no.
But he shouldn't have said it. It's like just
probably, you know.
We'll move on. Like
I hope it's the kind of thing when, you know, around the complex this week, if he's walking down the hallway with Coach Fulmer, that Coach Fulmer might not want to say stuff like that and get you in the hot water. Somebody should.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, part of me feels like
he's kind of rough around the edges. I mean, he definitely could do with a little polishing.
Part of me feels like a guy, though, like if he wants help, he'll ask for it.
He does seem to be that kind of a person.
And I don't know that Fulmer or anybody pulling him aside and saying, look, man, this is the way you got to do things.
Well, no,
this
I'm
gets
not.
Back to what I was talking.
That's not what I'm saying. That's an exaggeration. What I'm saying, you know, good athletic director with two or three sentences can, you know, that's one of the things he'd be like, hey, you know.
But this gets back to what I was saying about, I'm from Alabama. We just won a national championship. The way y'all been doing things ain't working.
I don't think it's in Alabama. It's just more that I've been at Alabama. I've been at Georgia. I've been at Florida State. I've got rings on my fingers.
I saw you guys play. I've played you guys for 4 years now. You suck.
Yeah, but I'm the captain now. I also saw you guys when you were at, you know, the height of your power.
Yeah,
when we resided, you know, we ruled over all of college football.
Well, but here's where the rub might be is, I have respect for what you guys did in the 90s. It ain't the 90s anymore. That ain't going to work. And the reason you guys suck now is because you kept trying to do that for too long. The game evolved, and you didn't evolve with it. I am the evolution of football. I know the secrets to the best defensive system that exists in college football. Keep your mouth shut, and I'll deliver for you.
I think there's another way of looking at it.
Which, even if that is his opinion, maybe that's what we need, man. Like, I'm not...
Because, I mean, hell, Russell, part of it hasn't changed since the 90s.
Was it DC saying, Tights Bill, put you clowns in your place. Like, I don't have a place. Like, I'm not triggered about this at all. I'm so beaten down by 10 years of sucking that I don't care. Just win, man. If you want to... If you win and you want to talk down and condescend to the fan base the entire time you're doing it, like Nick Saban does... That's fine because we'll be winning.
As long as you win.
I don't want to be told how great I am while we go 6-6.
Yeah. But if he doesn't win, this type of thing will come back to haunt him, and rightfully so. You got to win. Nick Saban's in a position where he can speak like that because they win year in, year out. They win.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Coming up on Wednesday, we're going to be at Old Ben Franklin Motors in West Knoxville. You know what that means. Brown bag catering. Oh, man.
You went straight to the banana pudding.
Yeah.
No surprise.
And a great selection of motor vehicles. If you're in the market, you might want to swing by and see us. We'll be there. 9711 Kingston Pike, right across from the Chop House, West Knoxville. And we will be there doing our thing from 3 to 6 on Wednesday at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Check them out at oldbenfranklinmotors.com. Lowest prices and a 1,000-mile radius guaranteed. Great deals at Old Ben. Stay with us. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive. Thanks for hanging with us. Now, let's get back to The Drive. It's time for the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue, located in Cove Lake State Park. Online at rickardridgebbq.com.
This is a fill in the blank. All right. So y'all put on your thinking caps and just give me the first word or phrase that comes to mind.
Bear. It's a fill in the blank.
Are you ready?
Hit me.
Jeremy Pruitt's comments regarding Tennessee fans at the Orange and White game were?
A non-story to me.
Okay.
Taken out of context. That's the other part of that we haven't talked about.
I want to come back to that because I don't the context of that. Go ahead.
I'm going to say they were spot on. He was just telling the truth of what you need going forward. Yes, the fans are the reason why he's in place, but I didn't find it too alarming. It was spot on.
Rick Butler, Drive quality control analyst. Jeremy Pruitt's comments regarding Tennessee fans at the Orange and White game were blank.
Funny. I thought they were kind of funny because that's not what we expected at all. You have your coach coming out talking to the fans like no one's ever talked to us before. So it kind of caught me off guard. I kind of chuckled at it, and then I got behind it. And I was like, all right, I guess this is how it's going to be.
My initial reaction was like, ooh, he shouldn't have said, ooh, don't say that. Like, that's not going to play well. The more I thought about it, and I don't, you know, I feel a couple of different ways. Like I said, I don't think he should have said it. It's not that big a deal. But there is a part of me that's like, maybe that's what we need.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you ever, like, you know, you're feeling sorry for yourself, you're down in the dumps, you got that one friend who come in and like slap you in the face like, come on, man, you're coming out with me tonight. You're not going to sit here feeling sorry for yourself. Like, hey, Tennessee fans, I'm sorry that you sucked for 10 years. I'm sorry that you just got 5 years of Butch Jones football. But I'm your coach now. Buck up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
There's part of me that's like, okay, yeah, maybe that's what we need. Like, get somebody to come in here and slap us in the face. Throw a cold bucket of water on your head. Like,
get out of your pajamas. Go take a shower. Get dressed. We're going out.
There's part of me that feels that way. That's fine. We gave you four options on The Twitter poll at Fox Sports Knox, Rickard Ridge Barbecue, Smoke and Hot Question, Jeremy Pruitt's comments regarding Tennessee fans at the Orange and White game were spot on, not a big deal, unfortunate, or really stupid. 58% say not a big deal. 24% say spot on. 11% say unfortunate, and 7% say really stupid. So 82% of the audience so far either said it's either not a big deal or he's correct. So, I mean, this is the honeymoon period, I think. Yeah. There's very little Jeremy Pruitt could say or do right now before he's even coached a single game that would cause Tennessee fans to turn on him.
Now, if he comes out and he's, they're going to struggle because of the lack of talent on the roster, but if he looks like he can't develop talent and like he's struggling to be the head coach and needed to stay an assistant, if you see signs of that during football season, I'm able to, take back what I said about being spot on. Like, that's the thing with Saban and with Urban Meyer and with Jimbo and his time at Florida State. You can kind of walk that line if you're able to recruit, if you can win, and if you're able to develop players within your system.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue, Smoking Hot Question, brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue, home of the best ribs in the Volunteer State. Delicious, fall off the bone, tender meat, smoked pork, Memphis-style barbecue. A lot of people, I've been to Memphis. They don't have Memphis-style barbecue here. Mark Rickard is from Memphis. He learned from the greats many years smoking, perfecting his craft, and now he's brought those same methods to East Tennessee. Folks, if you haven't been to Rickard Ridge Barbecue, you might think you have your favorite barbecue space here in East Tennessee. You might think you've tried some pretty good spots. You haven't. Not until you get up to Rickard Ridge, the standard for barbecue in the Volunteer State. Check them out online at rickardridgebbq.com. Let's go to the phones here, 865-546-8200. Your thoughts on Jeremy Pruitt and the spring game. We'll get into that a little bit later here this afternoon as well. 546-8200. Adam is next. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Hey, man. Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't think Jeremy Pruitt's comments are a big deal at all. I think Tennessee fans are hypersensitive right now because they've been bad for so long. It's kind of anything that's kind of negative, they kind of take it to another level, maybe where it shouldn't be taken automatically. Kirby Smart kind of said some of the same things at Georgia. He wasn't as brash with how he said them, but he basically, said the same kind of things before the first G-Day game when he was there. Hey, we need you to be out here. We need you to come fill the stadium. And, if 97,000 people hadn't shown up, you might have heard Kirby Smart say, exactly some of the same type of things. So
it's the playbook, right?
I think it's just –
It's the Saban playbook. I'm going to come into my new space, and I'm going to shake things up. Everything. The team, the weight room, the fans, the administration. Like, I'm going to come in and shake things up because what you've been doing isn't working. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been in the position of having to hire me.
Right, and I think, like you said, he came from Alabama. He has a set of expectations of what he wants, and I think this is him letting Tennessee fans know that, hey, you got to meet the expectations. I'm here. If we're going to succeed, you got to help me out. So, if you have a good atmosphere at your spring game, that can do a lot for you in recruiting.
Yeah.
So,
I think that the atmosphere was fine. I'm puzzled as to why he said was it planned out or was it spur of the moment?
I think it was spur of the moment. He looked to me like he was – he didn't look happy, obviously, with the way the defense looked at the Orange and White game. It's coming right at the end of spring practice. I don't know that he would, say that on a Monday during the season when he's well-rested. I would hope not.
Maybe he will.
But then
I think a lot of this is
making a mountain out of a molehill because of the way it was initially presented online on social media.
Look at the way Nick Saban is – with the media. He is always standoffish. He's always gruff. Like, just always, man. There's rare moments of frivolity with that guy. Same thing with Bill Belichick. And I think that that's probably who he models himself after, is Saban. He's not here to be anybody in the media's friend. And, you know, quite frankly, he probably knows that Neyland Stadium's going to be fill up for ETSU, the first game. Like, it's going to be rocking, like, regardless of what he says. I think he's just trying to shake things up a little. Anything else, Adam?
I didn't really get to see much of the orange and white game. Give me the good, bad, and dirty real fast.
Probably good, ought to get into that.
Garantano looked sharp.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm sorry. He had a couple of throws that were really good throws. I still think that one, there was one over the middle. I think if we're playing Alabama or Georgia, it's picked. But
the one he completed to Brandon Johnson for a long game.
Straight down the middle. Yeah. Through three guys. I think if you're playing Alabama, Georgia.
Well, and how much of the fact that he's completing balls is the fact that maybe our secondaries, cornerbacks in particular, have a ways to go?
Yes, they do have a ways
to go. No pass rush at times.
Bad would be the defense, and the ugly would be that Palmer. I mean, if he can't catch, they need to move him over to defense.
Adam, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. All right, guys, I have to
– You going to run?
You got to skedaddle?
I got to go get my car. Long story. I'll be back.
We've got
not to set the Mountain View Chevy Studios on fire. I'm looking at
him.
You, Bear.
Yeah. You're talking to Bear.
Yeah.
Looking at you.
Yeah.
He's talking to you.
I know he is, but it's
– I'll be listening.
You can listen all you want to, man.
Whoa. Man, what's with the –
Whoa.
Maybe I'll stay. Maybe
you shouldn't leave. Trust me.
Get a ride home, man. All right.
You go handle you.
Chance, you're in charge. Y'all be good. I'll be right back.
All right. I'll take a quick time out. We'll be right back on the other side. You're listening to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive. Bill's home for sports radio in the afternoon. This is The Drive.
And welcome back to another stellar edition of The Drive. A scintillating edition as The Drive rages on. This is Russell Smith, Chance Collins and the Bear, Rick Butler. You know what's great about being Russell Smith? I am the king of this radio station. Nobody beats Russell Smith. I'm the best there is, the best there was.
And the best there ever will be.
A living legend.
That was not Russell Smith. That is Cody McClure of Talk Sports. He has infiltrated the system. What are you doing, Cody? What are you doing?
I invited him in.
What are you doing?
Hey, Bear asked me to come in.
Welcome back to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio. Russell had to step out a little bit while we tried to keep the reins on the show here. Bear has invited Cody into the booth. How you doing, Cody?
No problem,
I'm
Cody.
Doing well. It's good to be here. Good to be anywhere. Thanks again, Bear, for the invite. I'm only here for one segment.
Only for one segment, so get your kicks right now. A little merging of Talk Sports and The Drive right now. We don't do this often. We sit down with John over you know, time, but we haven't sat down with Cody. So
yeah, Talk Sports every day from 10 a.m. to
1 p.m.
Here on Fox
Everybody
Sports
knows what time that show is.
Can I hear your – that was pretty good, Russell, actually. Can you got any more? Anything else left in the tank?
Stay tuned for the shocking conclusion of The Drive.
Coming up.
You're kind of losing a little steam, though.
I'm trying to remember everything Russell said.
Losing a little bit of steam. Cody, we had a good pregame show. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun over the weekend.
We did. you want to tell the Drive audience about
No. Put Chance's business out on Front Street.
I think we'll keep my business off of Front Street and we'll keep it PG. But what were your thoughts? I know I heard you a little bit earlier today, but what do you think about the Jeremy Pruitt? That's our smoking hot question today. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue. how did you feel about the comments? We gave you four choices, Cody. I don't know if you've seen this yet over at the station account, but it's a fill in the blank. So his comments regarding UT fans' orange and white game were, do you believe they were really stupid, unfortunate, not a big deal, or spot on?
I'm going to go with not a big deal right now. Where do you guys stand on
majority, it? 60% right now saying not a big deal. I said it was spot on just because he was just telling the truth. Like, there's not any hidden agenda in what he was saying. He's not trying to get the fans on his side. He's just saying, hey, like, we're starting something fresh. You know, fans weren't there. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying that. Now, with that being said, he's got to win.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't do him a lot of good.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about earlier. I mean, we decided.
I mean, it riled the Reds up.
Yeah, it doesn't do him any good, though, because he hasn't had a chance to win any games yet, right?
No, hasn't had a chance to win any games. Hasn't got out there yet in the first game. So it doesn't do him any good. This can only hurt him. So do you kind of like your coach betting on himself like that? Strong power move to bet on yourself.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's expecting to be here a long time if he's got comments like this already.
I like the brash, plain spokenness of it. Just this guy. I mean, do you not have a coach like him?
I like that, but at the same time, I don't want to get like, because we had all this stuff with Butch. You know what I mean? We had these things we liked. Like, this guy's serious business. This guy's a winner. This guy, he's a great recruiter. I mean, we have all these things where we kind of get behind these coaches on.
Uh-huh.
Almost like we want to sheep it up for them.
Right.
I feel like we're almost inclined to sheep it up for them in some way.
Well, I mean, there's a significant portion of our fan base is totally jaded now, and they aren't going to sheep it up until this guy wins.
Well, that's me. That's where I'm reluctant. Because, yeah, I like this guy. Like, all the stuff everybody says about him, he seems like a football coach.
Seems like a normal guy. Everything seems like,
all that sounds dandy. But also, I don't want to kid myself, like, you know, I don't want to sheep it up for him.
Right. I mean, he's never done it. This is the one thing that he hasn't done yet. But, I mean, he's been successful at every other stop along his climb up.
Yeah, it's just a wait and see for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. People got to tread lightly because you haven't even seen the guy do anything. But it's normal to do this. This is what we did with Butch, new coaches. This is new coaches always win the press conference and win over the fans, especially when you're following a coach that has jaded the entire fan base as much as Butch Jones did. And anything that he does, like you said, Cody, it seems like a good coach.
Yeah.
Different from Butch Jones. We're basing everything off of Butch Jones right now, and not about anything really that's surrounding football. It's all about, I mean, yes, Butch, the component of what he didn't do as a football coach here, but everything is only based off of Butch.
Yeah. Tread lightly, is that what you said, Bear? He needs to tread lightly? Pruitt?
That's what I think.
I think that's a good way to break it down with him, isn't it?
Yeah.
He looked extremely frustrated.
Yeah,
that deal.
Well, he's got to realize he's dealing with an abused fan base.
Base,
we're full of broken hearts around here. I mean, you can't just, like, we're not going to hook up on the first date. I mean, that's what Jeremy Pruitt needs to know.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little time. We got to get to know you.
You're going to have to wine and dine a little bit, as the kids say.
Yeah, take me out a few times first.
Yeah. It's not going to be overnight like that.
Right,
yeah.
Because we've been through a lot.
Yeah.
We've been through a lot of heartbreak.
Rob on Twitter says that the sheep can't wait to be sheep.
I mean,
the last two coaches who talked down to fans.
I don't think it's being sheepy. I'm more on what Russ was talking about. He's the exact opposite of Butch.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Everything is based off Butch, but you guys still got to see what he does, the results on the field. Everybody's quick to pretty much be pretty sheepy. I felt like the vibe around the spring game had me feeling like I was ready to go full woolly.
Yeah, it felt pretty sheepy. But Barry is the complete opposite of Butch, but don't we always do this where we get like you go from one extreme to the other, right?
Yeah.
Like when you're looking for coaches, you have a defensive guy, turns out your offense can't score. So you go try to find a high-powered offensive coach.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You go through that, and if it doesn't work and your defense is giving up 50 points, then you go back to a defensive coach. Like, his personality does seem totally opposite of Butch, and it seems like that'll be a good thing, but we just don't know that
yet. You don't know yet. Like you say, he's still got a lot to prove, and with the he didn't help himself. He's betting on himself. He's betting that he's going to be able to find the right guys to complete his system, to get the right talent in here. You're looking at the roster. Is decimated as far as depth, especially, you know, you got to get some offensive line guys. You just got to get some some 4- and 5-star guys you do in football. I think that's more beneficial to you in football than it is in any other collegiate sport. But you just can't tell yet. You just can't tell. If you want to give us your thoughts in, weigh in on this topic right now, 865-546-8200. Coming up, going to dive into, did you guys know it's World Book Day?
No.
You guys didn't know
that? I did not read that anywhere.
You did not read that anywhere, that it's World Book Day. I mean, I read it on Twitter.
Yeah.
That it's World Book Day.
Twitter's kind of like a book.
You know, a lot of anniversaries on this date.
For the most part. We got World Book Day coming up. Well, maybe we'll dive into that. Maybe I got a list of some books that I like. Also, we got NBA playoffs. Bear can do I think we got time for a Bears Sports Center hockey NHL playoff score update. Preds locked themselves into the second round. Also, LeBron James pulls off a win the other night, and now the series is tied 2-2. So we'll talk a little NBA. We'll have the docket coming up in hour number two. You listen to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, 865-546-8200. Hour number two coming up next. Stay with us.